See, 89, you had this huge blow up of the vaccine schedule. And then by 4 years later, you started seeing all these kids appear with autism and other neurological diseases because it's not diagnosed for 4 years. So the CDC thought maybe this is the vaccines. And they brought in a researcher called Thomas Verstraeten and another pharmaceutical researcher called Robert Davies. And they had them do a study of the vaccine safety data link, which is the biggest repository of vaccine and medical information in our country. So they sent these researchers into that database and they had them look at the at kids who got the hepatitis B vaccine within the first 30 days of life and kids who did not. In other words, kids who got it later or didn't get it at all. And so they had two cohorts. And what they found was in their first run of data that the kids who had gotten the vaccine in the first 30 days had an 1,135% elevated risk for an autism diagnosis. Put another way, it's a relative risk of 11.35. To give you, you know, context, if it's a relative risk of 2 and there is biological plausibility, it's considered proof. The relative risk of smoking cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes for 20 years and getting lung cancer is 10. This was 11.35. Mm-hmm. So they knew at that moment what was causing it. And they got, you know, I think 82 people in a, that from the pharmaceutical people, all the big academic, you know, researchers, what they call principal investigators, the regulatory heads from WHO, CDC, NIH, FDA, all of them in a secret meeting. They didn't want to do it at CDC headquarters because they thought that would be vulnerable to freedom of information requests. So they did it off campus at this secret retreat center in Norcross, Georgia called Simpsonwood. And they talked for 2 days the first day about the evidence where they all said, yeah, this is clear proof. There's no doubt. And then the second day, they talked about how to hide it from the American people. Somebody transcribed that whole meeting. And I got a hold of the transcripts and published excerpts in the Rolling Stone. And that was the beginning of my kind of trip down the rabbit hole.